Okay, we're on the screen. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission. Can I have the roll call, please?
Hart?
Present.
Hafler?
Here.
Ormsby?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Rafferty? Stoltenberg?
Here.
Conlin?
Here. Okay, we have minutes from the last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of the minutes of the January 17th meeting as submitted.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes of January 17th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. Okay. So again, welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for this evening. We are a recommending body appointed by the City Council to review matters of zoning and such. I see there's a number of folks in the audience tonight, so at the appropriate time when your case that you're interested in is presented, I'll ask you to step back to the podium to my right and to your left and give input on the case if you're so inclined. We'd love to hear your comments. And for that, we will move on to election of officers. I guess we need some motions.
Bill's given us the eye. He's waiting to see.
I can't be an officer.
Are
so
you sure?
I can't. So.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we continue with the chair that we have in the chair at the present time.
Okay.
And I could go on for many minutes about the virtues of our chair, but I will put the motion out there.
Thank you. And then I have to buy you dinner, so yeah.
You don't have to buy me anything. Just stay right
and
there.
And I'll second that.
All right, good.
But you
good.
Can buy me a dinner.
Right. I like the way government works.
Kidding.
All right. Yeah, we're kidding. That's a joke. That's a joke for the record. Yeah. All right. So we have a motion and a second to keep the officers as they are. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. We're elected. Okay. That would take us to Greg. Greg, let's go.
Mr. Chairman, the first case we have before us involves two issues that I'll basically identify the cases at the same time pretty much because it does involve this parcel here. This is Valley Drive up here. Give you a 67 here, and then the 100-year floodplain in the parcel area is right there. This is a replat and also a site plan for ground that is lot 4 of EA Baumbach's estate. This is a visual. This shows a view looking from the northeast towards State Street, US 67, and this is Valley Drive running along here. There's a drainage way along the eastern boundary of the property. This is a view directly from Criswell Street, which will be connected through this parcel at some point. And then the site that we'll be looking at is over in this direction and then is right here for what will be a substation for Mid-American Power, and they are the petitioners. This is the plat originally of the lot 4 EA Baumbach's estate. And this is the final plat showing lot 1, which will be used for the substation, the remnant here, one of them lot 2. And then there are two other outlot areas on the plat. This is the substation outline showing the location of the substation here. Attention here, if needed, as determined by our city engineer. This is the landscape plan, which they did meet the requirements. Has to be more heavily buffered over here because this ground is I-2. The ground above it is A-2 rural residence district. So you had to have a 60-foot buffer yard in between the two. Staffing and reviewing this proposal would recommend approval of both the final plat and the site plan with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Thanks, Greg. Questions from the commission, please.
Mr. Chairman, I have one question.
Okay.
I'm not very familiar with substation operations, so I don't know what the traffic is. I'm assuming it's very light.
Minimal.
Yeah, very minimal. Criswell Street is there a timeline on when that extension's happening?
I believe Mr. Freeze might know about that capital improvements program.
I don't think we have anything scheduled as far as in the next 5 years or anything in the CIP.
Okay.
Actually, I know there's nothing in there.
Okay.
It's probably more 10 years out, just as a guesstimate.
I'm just thinking about big trucks in and out of Valley Drive if there was a Criswell option, but 10 years is a long time.
No.
Okay.
Ways out.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
Part of the issue is if you get north of Valley Drive, the east half of Criswell is in Pleasant Valley.
Right.
The west grass half of Criswell's in Bettendorf, so Hopewell's getting pushed through. Forest Grove's going to be improved, so sometime in the future that whole equation is going to have to be solved. To Mr. Freeze's point, maybe 10 years, maybe longer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And that's a complete reconstruction because it's a chip and seal kind of deal today,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else on the commission? Nope. Anyone in the audience with regard to either one of these matters?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Back to the commission.
Well, I see we have two cases, so we'll start with the first one. Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of case 18-010, the final plat, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 18-010, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 18-010 is approved. Okay.
And I will also move for approval of case 18-011, site development plan, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, we're on a roll. Thanks. We have a motion and a second to approve case 18-011, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 18-011 is approved. Thank you. Greg?
Mr. Chairman, our next case involves the replat of three lots that are due south of Valley Drive and are north of US 67. This is a preliminary plat of what was the Bettendorf Industrial Park second edition, and the lots, the three that are involved, are outlined in red. They're shifting ground between the three so that each of the three lots meets the necessary width and square footage requirements. This is pretty much the entire subdivision of Bettendorf Industrial Park second edition. The area we're looking at is right here. There's a ravine that runs through this area here to take the water to the correct area. And this is the three-lot subdivision that we're looking at tonight. These are the three lots right here that are being replatted to be known as Bettendorf Industrial Park Third Edition. Originally, they were lots 3, 4, and 5 of the second edition right here. And in doing this, the petitioner wants to make sure that each of these fits the proposed uses in the future for those lots. Staff in reviewing this report recommends approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Thanks, Greg. Questions from the commission, please. So, Greg, there's no intended uses. This is just a replat at this point.
Right now, we don't have anything there, and there is no roadway, and we have to wait until such time before any site plan is brought to us. We have to make sure that is in with all the utilities. This time, they've just graded it, and they brought this connection over this direction. There has been nothing done, and this is approximately where that roadway is coming into one of the fields additions. It's been graded, but there's been no construction, so it's going to have to basically the site plan will have to come after that road is in.
And you note in the background information that staff's still awaiting approval of the filling to 2 feet above the 100 year. How does that affect?
They have to make sure that is verified. Mr. Sangson can address that issue as to what has to be done on their part, on the developer's part.
I spoke to the developer at length about this previously, the graphic being displayed before you, the western one half of that entire preliminary has received conditional approval from FEMA to be removed. They sent in what their plan was going to be. FEMA reviewed the plan and said, if you follow this plan, we will give you a removal on it. That does not actually, that's not an actual removal document. That's exactly right, Greg. Thank you. The other half, they're going to be doing the exact same thing. Once it's all brought up to the level that it needs to be, they will make a application for final removal documents from FEMA. That first half that they've already gotten conditional approval on, that was back when our ordinance had a requirement of raising it 1 foot above the base flood elevation. That has been since reevaluated and updated, and that now has to be raised 2 feet above. So he's very well aware of it. From a flood ordinance standpoint, it can be platted. They're just aware before they're going to get any building footprints put on this thing, they'll have to have those removal documents.
So in the long-term development of this, John, is this going to affect raising that site? Does this push water elsewhere? Do we have any other changes in where the water is?
No, that's part of, before they could put the fill down, they had to get a flood zone development permit. What the engineer certifies on that permit is that you are not doing just exactly what you said, that you will not adversely impact anybody either upstream or downstream beyond the slight tolerances that are allowed within FEMA ordinances.
Okay, thanks, Jen. Anyone else from the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? No? Okay, we'll come back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we approve case number 18-013, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 18-013, subject to the staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 18-013 is approved. Okay, Greg?
Mr. Chairman, this is a site plan for Rivermont Collegiate Academy. You got 18th Street here, you have Mississippi Boulevard, you have Sunset Drive. That sort of encompassed the area, and then you have Ridgeway Court in this direction, which is truncated, that is shut off. And this is an aerial photo showing in orange the outlined area that we're considering for the site development plan. This is a plat of that partial area showing Ridgeway Court, a water supply that comes in, and also an existing sewer line that was on this site already. This is a view from Mississippi Boulevard looking at the academy right here, and then back behind these trees is essentially where you're looking at the site, and the building would be in this area right here up on the hill. This is the garage that is to remain, and this is the adjoining parcel, Mr. Kirschbaum's parcel. This is another view again, looking alongside where the parking lot area would go, an adjoining neighbor, the house which has since been removed, the academy itself is shown here, the detention basin that lies on the east side of the academy, and then this is an uphill view from Mississippi Boulevard, again looking at the house that has been removed, and then the adjoining house on the other parcel. The demolition of the site will effectively take out the drive area. The house has already been removed, and then there are several utility connections that are also going to be removed in the process of making the site ready for the building. The structure has been moved back to this point at 106 feet from the property line. Originally, the structure had come in within 56 feet of the property line. And you can see the parking lot in this area. You can see the drive. It has been reconstituted here at this hammerhead. There's also a fire hydrant that's been placed in approximately that area. And this gives you a more clear plan of the way the utilities are laid out with stormwater from the detention basin. And here we have another detention basin to help collect water from the site. And then the various connections that come in for sanitary, and then you have water stubbed in for both fire suppression and water supply to the dormitory slash steam building. The area also is very heavily landscaped. And even though the zoning status of this parcel and the adjoining parcels is R2, the petitioner did move the building over so that it would meet the requirement as if this were zoned R5 and this were zoned R2. There's a 30-foot separation in here, and it is, again, heavily landscaped, as you can see on the landscape plan. The building here will look like this from the east side, I believe, west side, and then from the front viewing, if you were looking from the south and looking to the north, that's what you would see. Staff in reviewing this proposal would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Thanks, Greg. Questions from the commission?
Yes, I have a question. Right now, the traffic flows one way through there down to Mississippi, and that will continue.
Yes.
The new building, to me, doesn't look like there's any flow with that stubbed out turnaround. And I'm not familiar enough with the usage to know. I would think there needs to be pickups or drop-offs or...
Circulation.
Yeah, circulation. Yeah, the circulation doesn't look good to me. What can you tell us?
I believe the petitioner's engineer is here, and he should be able to address if they're going to have pickup and drop-off here, if there will be anything in that area.
Scott Illingsworth with Russell Construction, here on behalf of the petitioner. The main purpose for that drive to the west of the building is a fire lane.
Okay.
There will be no drop-off pickup, on a regular basis there. There may be some very limited. We are not planning on having any parking on that drive. It's going to be more of a pedestrian walkway, fire lane. So we're trying to keep, parent, student traffic off of that drive.
Okay.
And yes, the one-way drop-off pickup drive through the site is maintained. We will not be coming up off of Mississippi like it is now.
Scott, will the cafeteria be in that? Like, I'm thinking food deliveries and other things that are, how does that all happen there?
No, there's no cafeteria. As far as the students will go to the mansion for meal, or to the classroom building, Becker Hall, for meals.
Okay.
They will not be served there. We may have, small kitchenettes and that type of thing, but it won't be a full food service in this building.
Food service trucks coming and dropping off big loads of food at this building. That's all going to take place.
Right.
Okay. Other questions from the commission?
Won't be any different than it is now.
Okay. Hang on there for a second. Greg, can you pull up, one of the things I'm looking at is the landscape plan in conjunction right there, and then it's not possible to overlay here, but then overlaying that with the topography that I'm seeing, what that shows, it looks like some detention in that same area. If you go back, there. So if you see the long, narrow, that's it right there.
It's, and then I've seen,
that's what?
I believe that is a mound.
That's a berm.
That's going up, not going down. Okay. I was kind of thinking, how are we going to put the plants in there? That's going up. Okay. That helps. Thanks.
Is there a fence being
put? No.
No fence?
We have not shown a fence. We have discussed a fence with the owners and the neighbors to the east. And we, if our plan at this point is to put a fence along that lot line, along with the landscaping.
In referencing Jason Owners, I'm going to enter into the record, and I'll just read it quickly. There's a letter directed from Mr. Randy Kirschbaum to Gregory Beck, dated the 18th of February. I'm writing in response to the letter I received concerning the proposed site development plan for 1821 Sunset Drive. My wife Jean and I are the property owners to the east of Rivermont Collegiate. Our address is 620 21st Street. I had previously emailed my comments concerning the rezoning request at 1821 Sunset Drive. Thank you to the Planning Zone Commission for addressing the concerns associated with the proposed development. I reached out to Scott, that would be you, Scott, right? The project manager, Russell, for additional information on any changes to the project. Scott arranged for a meeting with himself, Headmaster Max, I think Max walked in, thank you, there's Max, and me on 216-218. They shared with me that they understood the proposed development site plan, and that the new Steam Center building would be moved, and that's an acronym for science, technology, and
engineering, so, arts,
engineering and math. Okay.
Arts is at the eyeball.
Arts, okay. Would be moved roughly 50 feet to the north, which Greg has described, and 15 feet further to the west from the original proposal. This would move the building 30 feet from the property line between us. They also informed me that they would install and maintain a privacy fence, which you just discussed, and trees in the 30-foot buffer zone to keep the noise levels down. If these conditions are met, Jean and I feel that we can support the new building location. Respectfully, Randy Kirschbaum. So it sounds like the neighbors have gotten together and the world is at peace over there.
Okay. As far as I know.
Yeah. I love things like work out like that. Anyone else from the commission? Questions for Scott while we're up there? I see a few other folks yet in the audience. Anyone else that would like to? Yes, sir.
I'm Randy Kirschbaum. I'm the property owner to the east.
I could have had you read it, Randy.
I wasn't sure my letter was going to make it with the holiday. That's
all right. Good. Well, thanks
like
for
said,
coming
I appreciate
in.
Appreciate you guys looking out for our interests in that. And I'm happy to say that the school's been good neighbors ever since. And then and meeting with them, they agreed under them conditions, and we can live with that if they follow that plan with the fence and the screening and the. And moving it over.
Okay, great. No, appreciate you coming in and the feedback. So it's always great when everybody can live together and it works out for everybody. So good.
Yep. Thank you.
Anyone else in the audience with regard to that? Nope. Okay, back to the commission. Oh, Max, did you want to come?
Well, I apologize. I wasn't able to attend the last meeting. I was traveling. But I just wanted to make myself available if there are any questions for me. You can ask Scott, and he makes up most of his answers, so I'm no better. Just kidding.
Nope.
Any questions for me about the plans or how this fits in with Q2030 or who we'll be bringing in or how we'll be managing students in the evenings or anything like that, I'm quite happy to answer any questions you've got.
Well, we had some reports on that last time, but okay. Maybe just for the record, if you could give us a brief summary so we've got it on the record for this case, that'd be great. Sure.
Of course, yes. So the first thing that I guess many people might misconstrue about a dormitory and a STEAM science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics classroom building is when you hear the word dorm, you think of Animal House, the movie from the 80s.
I just did when you said that. That's the first thing that came to my mind, yep.
Right. And so I've spent my career working in boarding schools as well as attended one myself. And while there are fun times to be had in a high school dormitory, it's very strictly regulated. For example, students will check in at 7, between 7 and 7:15. If anyone's late, the prefects and the head of house start looking for them, making phone calls. Structured study hall, Sunday through Thursday night from 7:30 to 9:30. Students with a 3.5 or higher are allowed to study outside their room. Study halls are door open, absolute silence, no privacy moments. We'll have three faculty houses or three faculty apartments there. So the kids will be very well supervised, and Russell and Design Build by Architects have been great in helping us to make sure that we have adults strategically positioned at key locations near stairs, and to make sure that we're adequately monitoring, making sure these kids are well supervised. But beyond that, it's important that you know we are attempting to bring in the best and brightest. We're strategically engineering a global community on top of the hill. So one of the preconceptions that people have about boarding schools is that that's where you send troubled kids. And I wanted to take a moment just to explain very, very clearly that that is not the kind of school that I have any intention of running, nor is it within the scope of intention of my board of trustees. So I just actually came from a board meeting. I apologize for being a little bit late. And we talked about the ratio of students we accept versus students we are declining. And we need the revenue from these boarding kids to help subsidize the tuition for Quad Citizens. But that doesn't mean we're going to take just anybody. We kicked out a student earlier this year who wasn't complying with our behavioral and academic expectations. I put another student on final notice for academic issues just last week. And we have turned away more than 25% of our applicants for the boarding program itself. So I just want to take a moment and reassure all of you and arm you with some information in the event people are asking you what's going on up there, how's it going to be run. It will be run like a world-class school preparing leaders for the 21st century and beyond.
Great objective. Thanks, Max. What's your time frame for hoping to build and complete and open for business?
That's a really good question. So essentially what we have right now is a fundraising benchmark. And when we hit that benchmark, we will begin building. We've worked out a deal with Russell whereby we will partner together to build this. Rivermont's going to have to put in $2 million. Excuse me. We've got just about $500,000 cash and more than that pledged to come in over the next few years. So we feel very hopeful that we will reach our goal this spring. But again, that's a goal, not a specific timeline. My board, as I'm sure you'll understand, gets a little nervous when I say we're going to start on this date and we'll be done on that date, especially when fundraising is the key vehicle through which we'll achieve that, beginning that project. So as soon as we've got $1 million cash in hand and about another $1 million in pledge receivable within 12 months, we will begin. And at that point, the project will take about 12 months to complete. We would like to have it begin late this spring or this summer and be open for a year from this August for that school year.
Great. Appreciate the information on that. Thanks for your input. Yeah.
Anytime.
Any other questions? Okay. Back to the commission then.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are too polite.
Mr. Chairman, I was in we approve case 18-12, the site development plan at 1821 Sunset Drive, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 18-012, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. It's approved. And again, thanks again for the effort to work with the neighbors and make this thing something that's workable for everybody. We really appreciate that. It's good when everybody wins.
And a really nice addition to our community.
Yep.
Thank
you. Yep. Agreed. All right. Greg, I think we're to commission update, though, aren't we?
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to the last meeting, you did recommend approval for the Woodland Second Edition replat. As we went back and started sorting through the full file on the project, we discovered that a portion of that had not been part of the rezoning prior. So we're holding that until a rezoning gets approved. and then we will take that to City Council.
Is that that little section to the north?
Yeah.
Then that was not part of that?
Yeah, that's, there's been a lot of work done in that subdivision back and forth, so we apologize for not catching that before the meeting, but we did catch it before we took it on forward to the City Council. Subsequent to your recommendation, the Windmiller Commercial Building at 4310 Ontario Drive was approved by Council. The case 18003 at 3610 Tanglewood, which is going to be the new Governor's, was subsequently approved by the City Council. I have an announcement that's kind of bittersweet for me. Some of you may know that City Council had offered an early retirement program, and it was attractive enough that I'm going to take advantage of it. My last day will be April 27th. What I'm going to miss most is the relationships with everybody I've worked with. So
that is a big announcement, Bill. Yeah, you've been a key part of a lot of stuff going on here, and I personally have enjoyed working with you immensely. I think you've been a sound voice in the wind out there many times, and I've relied on your expertise, so it will be greatly missed. Yeah.
I think we all know, Bill, that there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that smooth the path before things come here.
Mm-hmm.
And those are going to be really hard shoes to fill.
Huge. Huge.
Thank you all
for the kind thoughts. You're not making this any easier.
Well, we plan to make.
Do we get a vote?
Yeah.
I think we can. Does anybody got a motion here? We can change some direction here. At least a recommendation. So, wow. Well, I would say well done. You know, good and faithful servant. So great job over the years. How many years, Bill?
Over 30 in public service. This is my 21st year with the City of Bettendorf.
Wow, you've seen a lot of change in 21 years here.
Certainly have.
That's I moved here 21 years ago, so
we have seen a lot of change.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. Well, yeah, bittersweet for sure. So, anything else for the good of the order? With that, we're adjourned.